Today, President Bush gave details of a 4-year-old failed plot by Al-Qaeda to fly a jetliner into the tallest building in Los Angeles. The president was giving an update on the war on terror to the National Guard Association and arguing that international cooperation was helping curtail Al-Qaeda. The White House says the president was not trying to justify his program of eavesdropping on foreign phone calls into the U.S., but doubts over the legality of that program persist up on Capitol Hill. Over the past 2 days, 3 senior intelligence officials have given closed-door briefings to the House and Senate Intelligence Committees. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The president's message today was that terrorists have been weakened, but that they are still deadly and still want to harm the U.S. He also wanted to underscore for the American public that there have been success stories in the war on terror and cited the example of a foiled plot on Los Angeles soon after the attacks of 9/11.
We now know that in October 2001, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the mastermind of the September the 11th attacks, had already set in motion a plan to have terrorist operatives hijack an airplane using shoe bombs to breach the cockpit door and fly the plane into the tallest building on the West Coast.
According to the White House, the target was the 73-story library tower in downtown Los Angeles. Elements of the plot have been described before, notably in the L.A. Times, and it was on a list of foiled plots previously released by the White House, but this is the first time the president has spoken of it in any detail. He talked of those Khalid Sheikh Mohammed recruited.
Rather than use Arab hijackers as he had on September the 11th, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed sought out young men from Southeast Asia, whom he believed would not arouse as much suspicion.
The president said the key players in the plot traveled to Afghanistan to meet with Osama bin Laden. Mr. Bush said the plan was foiled when a Southeast Asian nation he did not name arrested an Al-Qaeda operative who, under questioning, revealed details of the plot. Eventually, all 4 of the would-be hijackers were found and arrested. In a conference call following the speech, the president's Homeland Security adviser, Francis Townsend, laid out a few more details, saying that 4 nations had actually helped discover the plot. She said they do not know which flights were targeted or what day the attack was planned for. There were questions at the White House today as to whether this announcement was timed to win support for the National Security Agency's practice of spying on the U.S. end of international phone calls without a warrant from a special court. In his speech, the president did not mention the NSA eavesdropping, and his spokesman, Scott McClellan, denied there was any connection between that and the timing of the speech. Homeland Security Advisor Townsend added this.
It also reminds us that we must continue to gather as much information as possible and from all sources, especially detainee debriefings and intelligence operations, to reveal the evolving terrorist networks and plots.
The president's surveillance program has met increased resistance in Congress this week. The first of a series of congressional hearings took place, chaired by Republican Arlen Specter. Specter says he's drafting legislation that would subject the program to constitutional review by a federal court. Key Republicans in the House have also called for more information on the program. So in the past 2 days, briefings have been conducted behind closed doors by Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez and by John Negroponte, the National Director of Intelligence, and his deputy, Mike Hayden. Those were the first briefings on the program to go beyond the core group of 8 legislators previously informed of its existence. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.